I was asked the different hair styling questions on Shabbos. Can someone put hairspray in her hair? Can someone use an eyelash curler? Can someone use what's called helix curls? It's where you put a rod in your hair and for a certain period of time, and then when you take it out, your curls are formed. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph, says that you can't. Ain godli mes sear harosh vein poksi mes sear harosh. You can't engage in godling and poksim. Literally, I guess it means to lengthen or straighten. And the Rambam quotes this halacha. Now the so we using spray. So there's a rivash, and since the rivash is cited in the Magen Avraham Siman Shin Gimel. Seif Katan Chaf Gimel. There, the Rivash says he wants to explain what pokesis is. So, Magen Avraham first cites Rashi. He says, Metakenes se'ara b'masrei kuv yadeha. He fixes the hair with a comb with her hands. But the Rivash writes that Efsher Shumash Rochtim Hamasrek b'shemen taruf b'mayim. It's possible that it's with some with people they wash the comb with oil mixed with water. Mavir Hamasrek al rosho, and he. He passes the comb on his head, ladbi kasarot zubazu, ulashchivam al rosh, to ensure that the hairs come together, straighten, and so they stick to each other. And the Rivash writes, this is doma lebinyan. This seems to be binyan, because you're creating a structure through the hair, and this is forbidden. The Magen Avraham though says, this is what the Rivash writes, Mashon devalav ha'chishar. So without this, without the oil mixed with water, without the liquid, it seems that's permitted. So regarding the spray, if the spray is something that causes the hair to be hard, so that should fit under this Rivash, which would be pokesis, which would be seems to be forbidden. The Shmir Shavas Kolchasa writes this in Perek Yudal's Seif Nun Vav, that it's forbidden to use a spray to create a structure of the hair and to straighten the hair. If it's just merely to smooth, like to smooth the hair, to give it a feeling of freshness, I'm sorry, to make it soft, but to give it a feeling of freshness, so that should be permitted. Regarding a machshir larisim, an eyelash curler, so Rav Rimon thinks, he wrote to me that he thinks that one can be lenient because the Magen Avraham seems to only say that it's a problem if you're straightening your hair, if it's something with the shemen taruf b'mayim, with some kind of liquid, like an oil mixed with water. But without this, it would seem to be permitted, and the Machzitz Shekel says that his intent is to permit it if it's just a dry comb, as it were, without oil or water. So it seems from here that one could straighten and to raise and to straighten out the curls, straighten out the eyelashes if there's no liquid. He says it's not. He thinks it's not clear that all the posts can agree to it, but he thinks that one can be lenient because it's a very relatively small fix in terms of straightening out the eyelashes through the eyelash curls. And he said, obviously, there's another issue, which is, are you going to be pulling out hair? So you need to make sure that this is something that doesn't always pull out the hair when you use eyelash curlers. So that before Shabbos, you should try it a few times to make sure that it doesn't do that. And the last thing regarding creating curls. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Also in Siman Shin Gimel Seif Chaf Vav, also likloa ha'isha se'ara b'Shabbos. A woman's not allowed to, one cannot braid a hair on Shabbos. Again, that's doma lebinyan. That's probably goldelis. That's based on goldelis, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch understands goldelis. That's one to braid one's hair, and so they're making curls." Is included in Godel Shmir Shams Kuchasa Paskins like this, also La Salsel Sarot, you can't make curls. However, Rav Rimon writes that if they're already curls and she just wants to beautify them, then that seems to be okay. If there's truly a need.